2FM Mornings
with Laura Fox
Podcast.
Sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find bags more to get you through the week at Maxall.
If you've been listening to the show since 9am, you'll know I'm just a tad bit excited about this next part. To put it mildly, any fan of Strictly knows who I'm talking about when I talk about Nikita. He is just beyond phenomenal. And you're going to be very interested to hear that he is bringing his brand new show, Midnight Dancer, to Dublin. Yes, I have tickets for front row and centre, so I will see you there. And I am delighted to say he is on the line right now to tell us more about it. Good morning, Nikita.
Hello, hello. How are we doing?
We are doing fabulous. How are you doing?
I'm very good, very, very excited.
Yeah, listen, I am so excited for this. First of all, you know the venue that you're coming to is absolutely stunning. It is one of the most beautiful stages that we have in the country.
I don't think I've ever been, do you know what I mean? I think last time I've been to Dublin, I was a kid. And especially I was not still performing. Well, nobody still knew who I was back then because I was from Ukraine and I was just competing. But yeah, I'm really excited. And I know that it's just going to be so much fun. I can already feel the energy coming. You know what I mean?
Oh.
I can already feel the excitement.
Good, good. I'm glad you can feel the excitement. Before we get into the show itself, because I obviously want to talk all about it, I also want to ask you, just because I'm watching it, the brand new series of Celebrity Big Brother started this week, obviously.
Yes.
Yeah, and you, of course, came second last year. Are you watching? Have you seen who's gone in? Jojo Siwa's gone in there.
I know, yeah. I actually live streamed the whole opening of the show, so on TikTok, just because I was at home. It's so interesting to see, because obviously last year I was, not gonna lie, I was completely clueless of what's going on. I've seen the show a little bit, but I've seen the Italian version of it. And to see now the new participants coming in, it's just so cool. I'm really excited for Jojo Siwa, really excited for Danny. I was also thrown off by some of the contestants, not gonna lie.
Such as?
I just found the entry of the last contestant a little bit, let's say, awkward.
Okay. And yeah. Do you miss it? When you watch people going in this time, do you miss being there?
I would love to do it again, you know, just simply because last year when I was inside the house, I was very much just concerned about my own private space quite a lot of the time, because as much as I love being out there and I love performing, I still love to recharge sort of like just myself.
Yeah.
And I was just mostly trying to find like secret spots and everywhere. So I didn't really, I would say, take it in as much. So if I would go there again, I would love just to simply enjoy going around and take as much in as possible. And you know what else they did, actually, now that we're speaking about it?
Mm-hmm.
They took away all the corridors. And they made a lot of doors transparent. So like the door going to the bedroom into the kind of living area is now completely transparent. The beds are closer. The showers are much more see-through. So I feel like they did a lot of changes to kind of create more drama, more suspense, more put people under pressure. So it's going to be very interesting to watch.
Oh, so you wouldn't have liked that if you were constantly trying to find some private space.
Oh, gosh, no. I enjoyed my corridor walks up until I was enjoying my 10 seconds of peace. I can't do that.
Do you have any inkling on who you think could take it this year? Who could win?
I'm liking Danny. I'm liking Jojo. I think they were the two who I thought brought the most kind of positivity and energy.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like a bit more just energy. I think every show needs those kind of people who bring up the excitement. I love them.
I think one of those people, like when you're talking about people who bring the excitement and bring the energy to a show, you were partnered with Leighton Williams one year on Strictly.
Yeah.
And I have to say, Nikita, like, I looked forward to these performances every single week. The minute the show would start, I'd be thinking, okay, what are they going to do this week? It was, what was it like dancing with somebody who had that level of intensity and, you know, expertise in their performance?
I mean, obviously it was extremely exciting, and especially because Leigh and I, we are literally brothers. Like, even after today, we are chatting constantly, and we're taking the mic of each other. So it was really, really special because we really, really genuinely love each other. But to create, I will tell you a secret. That was probably the hardest part of any of my years, because
Why?
People think just because he's really good, which he's absolutely outstanding, it's going to be easy. But somebody said to me at the beginning of that series, if you get this chance, make sure to create something that has never seen before every single week. So I just remember I was under so much pressure to create every single week, which is at the same time a blessing, because you will never get really this chance again to dance with somebody who you really love as a person, who is an amazing dancer, and with who you just gelled like within a week. And now you're this kind of iconic partnership somehow. And so it was a blessing. And at the same time, I'm not going to lie, it was quite, personally, it was a little bit hard on the brains, but I loved it. I loved it.
But to have to be pushed, I suppose, in terms of the choreography. But the great thing was, because you rose to the challenge, everybody consequently by the end of the series was talking about how incredible your choreography was.
I'll take that. That's very sweet.
But it's true, you know, you have to take credit where it's due.
Yeah, I think some of the numbers I did really well.
Putting on the Ritz. Come on.
Well, I love that number. I love the musicality of it. Yes, so you're right about that. The pressure sometimes creates diamonds, and I will take credit for the good numbers.
It's okay to take it. We're on the topic of Strictly, you know, it's obviously a lot of work that goes into the show, goes without saying. Apart from the pairings, there's the incredible pro dances that you all do every year. So for people who don't have an inside look to the goings on of the preparations for things like this, can you tell us just how it all works, and have the preparations begun for this year?
So, okay, you know what? I will actually tell you everything. Me and a couple other professionals usually meet with our main choreographer. We kind of sketch the numbers, create ideas. Obviously, we have a creative team which already is in the works to do all the kind of new stuff, new group numbers, new couple numbers. They are all in the works since March. And then we meet during summer with our creative director, Jason Gilkinson. And then in the end of July, we, all of the professionals, come together to actually learn all the group numbers, which we pre-record, but we learn one number a day, one full group number a day, every single day for like 3 weeks. And then we go for 2 weeks inside the studios and we just bash them three numbers a day, just bash one number behind the other, and we film all of them. Except of course a couple which need to be done on the day, but yeah, it goes a lot. You know, by the time that the Strictly season starts, the Strictly professionals, we are already in the season for 2.5 months.
Wow.
Usually,
my God,
yeah. So for us, it's like 5.5 months, which people usually don't know. They think we start in end of September, but we actually start in July. So, yeah,
it's a lot of work, and you've done four of them so far. Do you still get the same excitement going into it now that you did the very first time?
I genuinely do. I think I've also been very lucky to be partnered with very interesting people, and especially also people who are very different from one another. And that sort of gives me the excitement to create new things. And every single person has challenged me so far, and I love, like, once my brain gets intrigued in something interesting, then it's kind of, I really want to do it then. When it's just the same old thing and just repetition, I'm not really enjoying myself as much. But when I'm being challenged or create something new, or to do something fun as well, you know, to create something for the audience that they're going to actually be surprised about or they've never seen before, It's a really, really exciting thing. And again, to be in the position where I'm lucky enough to be able to do this kind of stuff, it's already amazing.
And how did you get into it? Like, was it in your family? Did your parents dance professionally? Did you just see it on TV? Did you go to a concert and see the dance? What was it that drew you to it?
You see, I wanted to do karate when I was a kid. But I couldn't do a forward roll because I was 4 years old and I was scared of... And frankly, I can't do a forward roll even today. I don't get why you need to to roll on the back of your neck and why do you need to hurt yourself like that? I just don't get it. There is no use. I have 2 feet. I can be on my feet and be dancing beautifully on my feet. I don't need to be rolling down. Anyway, I'm going on a different tangent. Yeah, I wanted to do karate, but then they didn't really accept me.
Because you can't do the tumble. That's fine.
Exactly. And somehow I ended up into dancing. Listen, my mom said to me that I used to dance at home all the time, but I am not really sure if I believe it or not, obviously, because I don't have no memory of it. And my mom really loved music, like Latin American music. And my sister went there, and somehow I ended up there as well. And wow, it's been, 23 years of me dancing every single day and every single thing in my life that happened because of it. So I never really asked questions. I'm rolling with the flow. I'm enjoying myself.
Does your sister still dance?
Yes, she's on the Italian version of Strictly.
Wow.
But she's like since 13 years already there. She's the oldest standing professional in Italy. So, and she's won it, and she has her own TV show, and she's an amazing dancer.
My God, that's a talented family. My partner, I won the Irish version of Strictly, which is Dancing with the Stars. Thank you, Nikita. So I understand the work that goes into it, but my partner is on the Italian one as well. His name is Pasquale La Rocca.
Oh, that was Pasquale. Oh, that's sick. Oh, I know Pasquale. Listen, Pasquale and Vito will tell you when I moved to Italy when I was 9 years old, I used to be so little and annoying. And I used to all the time, I used to pinch Pasquale's legs.
Oh, I wouldn't be doing that now.
No, I remember annoy Pasquale so much because obviously they are kind of like the older generation, the people coming before me. And listen, oh my God, I can't believe you danced with Pasquale. I love him.
Yeah,
he's so talented.
Oh, sure. Listen, he's won how many of them at this stage in so many different countries. It's just,
it's incredible.
Yeah, he is incredibly, incredibly talented. But after working with him, and obviously, you know, we got all the way to the end and we won the glitter ball. I know what it takes to put in to a show like this. So when you see like little kids who are starting out in dance, what do you say to them in terms of advice if they want to make it and be where you are?
You see, I think I am trying to implement a bit more in the kids, like the culture of falling in love with what you're doing and then you're going to be successful with it. Because obviously in Eastern Europe, it's like a lot of pressure and it's very strict, not going to lie. It's very different from Europe or UK. It's very, I wouldn't want to be taught the way that I was taught, let's say that way. But if you fall in love with what you do, then you'll be absolutely fab because you will keep going and you'll keep doing it even when results don't come for many years, like 10 years, 20 years, sometimes the results don't come. You just need one time to be successful at one thing and from there everything can roll on. And sometimes as well, I think for kids who join dancing, I also say, if you want to just do it for now, and you just get your fun, you get the social skills, you get the coordination. For my boys, you get to know how to be a gentleman. For the girls, you get to know how to behave as well in different environments, how to move around the floor. It's all good skills which you can get, like coordination, you can get it for your whole life. And you don't even need to do it professionally. If you want to stop one day, just stop and you're going to have the skills already in you, which are sometimes way more important than some others. And you know, if you want to continue, then great, you can continue. But if you don't want to continue and just get all the social and coordination skills, it's great as well.
I love that advice. Fall in love what you do and you'll never work a day in your life. Listen, we need to talk about Midnight Dancer. Tell me, what can people expect?
You see, obviously the show is very dramatic and there is a lot of drama because I love drama, and it's a story of love, of betrayal, hope and pain. It's sort of a Cinderella story, but at the same time, I think lately, because I've been on tour now for a month, I think it's just so much fun. We are laughing with the audience. We are interacting with the audience. There is a lot of elements of surprise, and I think it's very fast-paced and energetic, but I'm having a ball, and I'm having a ball especially to see the audience smile, scream and dance and sing together. And I can just see how the whole room, the theaters, is just, everybody's full of love and joy. And I think it's such a special feeling. And I'm honestly, I'm so, so happy that somehow I'm able to bring so much happiness to people. So I genuinely cannot wait. I cannot wait to perform for you guys.
Well, listen, I will absolutely be there, front and centre. It's one night only at the Borgosh Energy Theatre on the 4th of May. And I think you're going to get a shock, Nikita, at how incredibly responsive the Irish audience is going to be, because Dancing with the Stars is like the most popular television show here. We adore it. We, you know, it's something that brings a huge amount of joy and levity to people's lives. So I think that, you know, the response you're going to get, I just know it's going to be phenomenal.
Oh,
so,
gosh, I can't wait.
Thank you so much.
Do you know what else? Also, my family is the only city where I'm trying to get my family to from Ukraine.
Wow.
Yes, I haven't seen my grandparents in I don't know how many years, and I would we are trying to organize them to come to Dublin.
So what will you do with them? You'll obviously have to go out and entertain them.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't been to Dublin for like 10 years. I don't even know. I just want to hug them and see them. That's literally about it.
Okay.
I just would love, and I know that this is a great city to spend the time, so I just said please come there if you can. So I would love
it. Listen, I'll send you some DMs with places to go and restaurants and things to do, so we'll keep you well occupied, Nikita, don't worry.
Oh, come on.
So thank you so much for talking to us this morning, Nikita. Midnight Dancer is at the Borgosh Energy Theatre for one night only on the 4th of May. The show, as you've heard, promises a fairy tale ball like no other, and a night full of music, sequence and world-class dancing. I mean, listen, what more could you ask for? You can check out the details on borgoshenergytheatre.ie.
2FM Mornings
with Laura Fox.
Podcast.
Sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find Bagsmore to get you through the week at Maxall.